This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Carry each other's burdens. Carry each other's burdens. And in this way, you will fulfill the
segment is Reflections, written by Ebenezer Quay and presented by Julian Amo.
The deep sting of an enemy always comes from within your garment. They come vaporously as kinsfolks to hail you, but for a brief moment. Then they turn around to become your vehement hurt and torment. A man who fought for your independence has become such abhorrence, so much so that you refuse to grant him a little sense of recompense. Won't we appreciate the little bit and show gratitude for his competence? Africa, rise. Rise up and show to the world the praise we sing to the hero. For without him, our continent would have still stood at point zero. But now Africa has come of age to stand with others toe to toe. Will all these struggles of the past just become something futile? It's time for us to stand up, to become strong, going for the full mile. That will help us create a future for our children to have a reason to smile. Written by Ebenezer Quay.
Dear listener, we're here once again with the Daily Devotional Series. I am Sandra Ahia, and with me here is our own Pastor William Opondankwa. Please welcome.
Thank you.
Lesson is captioned The Call of Peter, and our memory text is from Luke chapter 24, verse 32. And they said to one another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us on the road, and while he opened the scriptures to us? Dear friend, I believe the beginning of the lesson we were not able to join us, but then it is an opportunity for us all to listen to today's lesson with the text that we have given to you all. Let's go through our memory verses so that it will enlighten us on what actually we are about to talk here today. The call of Peter. When one considers the incredible issue at stake in the great controversy, it's amazing that Jesus would use human beings to aid him in ministry, especially those as flawed as the ones he chose. Of course, if you consider the state of fallen humanity, no one he chose would have been without moral defects anyway. Dear friend, this is an interesting story that we ought to learn from Peter. Amen.
Amen.
The call of Peter. Please take us through the lesson.
Today we are looking at the call of Peter. The call of Peter. So, talking about Simon Peter, he was one interesting character looking at the disciples of Jesus Christ. And some wonder, why would Jesus choose men like Peter? Looking at the great controversy he was involved in, dealing with this arch enemy, he knew very well, that's Satan. But Jesus chose to choose men who had flaws so he could use. So one day, as Jesus was walking by the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he had many crowd following him. He saw two boats with some men working there. He went to them and he asked them to give him one of their boats. So here, Peter and his friends gave Jesus one of their boats, and Jesus started his preaching. He was preaching and the crowds were interested to listen to him. Let's note one thing here. These fishermen, that Simon and his friends, already knew about Jesus Christ because they've heard Jesus preach in their synagogue, and they've also witnessed Jesus cast out demons. And even it was even surprising that Jesus entered Peter's house and healed Peter's mother-in-law. So they knew him and they've heard him preach, and they know he was a great preacher. Some were saying he was the Messiah. So Jesus was someone these men knew well. So while Jesus was preaching, these men were wandering. They've wandered the whole night. They did not get anything. And Jesus said to them, launch into this deep. At first, Peter thought, why? We've wandered the whole night. We didn't get anything. And you are telling us to launch into this deep. But out of respect for Jesus, Peter did so. And we all know the story. They had a great catch. So after this catch, Jesus asked them to follow him. But let's look at the reaction of Simon Peter. After Jesus wrought out this great miracle, let's look at the reaction of Peter. If we read Luke chapter 5, verses 6 to 8, we could see the reaction of Simon Peter. He felt that he was a sinner and he did not even deserve to be with Jesus Christ. So he bowed and he said to Jesus to leave him, because he was a sinner. This reaction of Simon Peter tells us the kind of person he was. He was someone who acknowledges his sins. When he go wrong, he actually acknowledged that I'm a sinner, I've sinned. So it gives us a clue that despite his flaws, Jesus could still use him because he was someone who was ready to learn. That's one lesson we should learn from the call of Peter. He acknowledged he was a sinner. Unlike the other Pharisees who thought Jesus was rather a sinner, they know it all.
Unlike them, Simon Peter acknowledged his sin. He acknowledged that he was a sinner. So Peter became aware of his sinfulness because he knew that the Lord was there. His open confession of his sinfulness stands in stark contrast, for instance, to the reaction of some of the religious leaders who referred to Jesus himself as a sinner instead of them acknowledging their sin. So, yeah, Peter acknowledged his sin. It shows that he was someone who was ready to learn, as I said, someone who is humble. This is a great lesson we can learn from the call of Simon Peter. And after them getting this great catch, Jesus told them, follow me. And the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 5, verse 11, that they left everything and followed Jesus Christ. They did not say, Jesus, let us go and sell these great fishes we've caught so that we can follow you. They left all at that moment, from that moment, and they followed Jesus Christ. As we plan to give ourselves to Jesus Christ, we are to live all as they did. And it's one lesson for us. They left everything and they followed Jesus Christ. Are we willing to leave self? Are we willing to let go what we like? They let go what they enjoyed most and they followed the Master. And that turned their life. He knew because he had already had an encounter with Jesus. Okay. He had heard Jesus preach in the synagogue because it wasn't the news. Many people were following Jesus at that instant. And he also witnessed Jesus casting out demons. Earlier on, he had seen Jesus healing some sick. So he was aware of Jesus Christ.
Okay, then I guess that the faith he had in Christ was what led him to do what Christ asked him to do.
Amen.
The call of Peter. This is an interesting story or lesson that we all have learned. Dear friend, I believe we are all happy to listen to this wonderful word. That is something we have always tried for. We got it at a point in time and then we are asked to leave it and then follow to a different suit. What would have been our response? It would be that the person didn't like us or he or she wants to take what we really have. But then that was not the case. Peter left everything and followed Christ. We should also put everything aside and follow Jesus Christ. And I believe our lives will never be the same. May the good Lord continue to shower his blessings upon us so that his words will be manifested in our lives. Thank you so much for listening to this wonderful message. I believe our pastor has something to tell us.
Peter first acknowledged his unworthiness. He saw that he was a sinner. Ever ready to be used by Jesus Christ. We should acknowledge our sins. We should note that with ourselves, we are not capable and allow God to control us. And after Jesus had called him, he left all. We should leave everything and follow Jesus Christ and he will bless us.
Dear friend, Peter has really taught us a great lesson. And we could see that his reaction was remarkable. Maybe it is parallel to Jacob wrestling with the angel, the same realization of divine presence and an overwhelming sense of unworthiness. Dear friend, let's be aware that Peter left all to follow Christ. What are we also doing? Are we leaving some and taking some with us, or we are leaving all? Let us leave all and follow Christ, and we will indeed.
Blessed Jesus.
For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kilohertz. Thank you.
Blessed Jesus.
Is the moment of truth.
Watching for you and for
you are welcome once again to Moment of Truth, and I'm your humble servant, Ernest Dazi. Today's sermon is total surrender. As human beings, as Christians in general, we all wonder and fight with things we need, but Christ is calling us to surrender everything unto Him. Before we continue on, let us have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, once again this morning we thank you. You being our guide and strength, we say, come teach us how to totally surrender our lives and our wills unto you. This is what and many more blessings we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Welcome. Our memory verse for today is taken from Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, those are the sons of God. Those are the sons of God. Being led by the Spirit of God virtually, synonymously, means walking according to the Spirit of God. And to walk with the Spirit is to follow the Spirit's leading. That is, allowing Him to be your guide, allowing Him to direct your path and following the steps, and also He conforming our minds. So as believers, God our Father is ushering us to surrender totally everything of ours to Him before we can become His sons and daughters. As is stated in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses number 18. When we look at the term to surrender, it's a battle term, which implies giving up all things to the conqueror. When we go to the military, after battle has been fought, the winner takes up his gun, then usher the loser to surrender everything he or she has. And by doing so, the loser leaves everything in control of the winner. It is the same thing as Christian, our walk with God. God has planned our life in such a way that we will be enjoying and having harmony when we give everything to Him. And He is asking you and I to seek Him and to surrender everything of ours to Him. The only way as Christian we can do to surrender to God's Spirit is by asking of the Holy Spirit's presence, as stated in Luke chapter 13, verses 13, that even we who know evil, we know how to give good gifts or good things to our sons. How much more He, the Father, when we ask of the Holy Spirit, He is not going to give unto us. We should also note that the Holy Spirit is the first thing God wants to give us in order to have a full control of our life and to be our own supervisor in our world today. A supervisor, in my own words, I would say, is someone or a leader who takes control of an organization and makes sure that his subordinate, that is, his employees, conform to the laid down principle of that organization. And in the same way, Christ being our Father, He being our everything, He has become flesh for you and I, dying for you and I, just to redeem us from all our sin. And He is requiring us to surrender everything of ours to Him. He will make sure that we live a life that conforms to the laid down principles of heaven. When I talk of laid down principles of heaven, the do's and don'ts of heaven. When you read Galatians chapter 5, verses number 22, it tells us that when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we will bear the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, kindness, forbearance, and as stated in that account. That is why Christ, He wants to have full control of our life so that we will please the heavenly ordered laid principle. As stated also in John chapter 26, John chapter 14, verses 26, that the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in His name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. That is John chapter 14, verses number 26. And also the same John chapter 16, verses number 8 says, and when this Holy Spirit comes on us, He will prove us of the world of sin and also of righteousness and of judgment. It means it is the Holy Spirit who is going to lead us in all our ways so that it will conform to the laid down principles of heaven. When the Holy Spirit comes upon us, He is going to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Therefore, we will be able to conform to the laid down principles of heaven. Beloved, in our journey, we find things so strange that we struggle to walk on our own way. But that is not the Christian journey. What are some of the things He taught us to do? He taught us to love our brothers, to pray for our enemies. But since in our this world today, we find it very strange even to pray for our enemies. Some of us, we pray that our enemies will die at the instance where they made or they do something against us. But Christ here is saying that we should pray for our enemies. That is why He said, when we leave all our thoughts and everything unto Him, He will conform us to the path of truth. Christ is calling unto you to sum up everything that seems too difficult for you to handle. He will direct your path. So to sum up, just as we have received Christ by faith He also asks us to walk in Him until we have been taken to heaven and we will hear Him or we will hear from the Master, "Well done, faithful servant," as says in Colossians chapter 2 verses 5 and Matthew chapter 25 verses 23. Beloved, this is the end of total surrender. Let us all give our life unto Christ. Let us have a word of prayer. Father, we also thank you for a wonderful message you have given unto us, to totally surrender our life unto thee. Chief of sinners we are, but we find it too difficult to give everything of ours to you. We thank you for an answered prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kHz. Thank you.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233-244-673528 or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.
Thank you.